Lucky Gualtiero strode through the bustling Watkins shipyard and watched as 100 or more men and boys left their workstations as the day drew to an end. He knew from the position of the sun that it was nearing 6:30, and realized he may have to wait until morning to meet with the owner. Slapping the leather folio against his thigh, he was impatient to introduce himself and speak with the shipyard's architect on record, M. Michael Watkins. In his folio were the specifications and drawings compiled by his partner, Ian Ross McKeever, heir to the first Earl McKeever, and some notes Lucky had compiled over the past weeks visiting other shipyards, as well as the letter from their creditor bank in London guaranteeing the mortgage for 2 new clippers. He turned and kept walking toward what he thought were the company offices, a brick 2-story building, and was stopped by a lad as he neared the door.
"Can I help you?"
Lucky turned to look at the most amazing thing he'd seen in his life, a young female garbed for working in a shipyard with the voice and diction of an educated woman. His momentary shock faded, and he met the golden brown-eyed gaze of a young lady. With straight auburn hair of undetermined length tied back and bound in netting, her golden red-brown eyebrows arched delicately over an expressive, curious gaze.
"May I help you?"
Now she sounded a tad put out that he'd kept her waiting for his reply, her wide-brimmed straw hat dangling by its tight strings from her fingers. He shook his head to clear his thoughts. "I'm looking for Mr. Spencer Watkins, or a Mr. M. Michael Watkins."
"I am Mary Michael Watkins, and my husband, Mr. Spencer Watkins, has gone for the day."
Damnation! The first intriguing young woman he'd met in a long time, and she was married. Mrs. Watkins was interesting-looking. No, attractive. Very attractive. Attractive and yet different. "My name is Lucky Gualtiero, captain of Avenger, currently riding at anchor in your harbor." Her eyes widened, then just as quickly narrowed, and she squinted as though inspecting a bug under a magnifying glass, and thought to see through him to the truth. It made him somewhat uncomfortable. "My partner and I founded Empire Team Porters, and currently sail 2 120-foot clippers."
"That beat the Anne McKim in the Transatlantic Challenge last summer."
"We did." Lucky didn't enjoy bragging, but in this instance he was proud of what he and Ian had accomplished. "My partner and I are looking to expand our tea import business by adding 2 more ships to our fleet. We're in the market to have some custom work done, and your shipyard came highly recommended."
"Oh? By whom? McKim?"
"No, my partner, Ian Ross McKeever."
"He knows of our work?"
"Yes." He saw her struggle to place the name. She pursed her lips and squinted, apparently deep in thought as she seemed to search her recollections.
"Ian Ross. Why does that name sound familiar? Likely he's had work done here before."
"No, his father worked for your husband."
"That's right."
Recognition registered on her face, and she smiled.
"Ian is Hamish's son. No, Hamish Ross worked with my husband. They were partners. Mr. Watkins still speaks of his dear friend often."
Lucky followed Mrs. Watkins to the office. She held the door for him, and he entered, waiting for his eyes to adjust to the dim light of the entrance hall. He paused just inside the door and waited for her. Then it struck him. Had he lost all manners? She held the door open for him, and obedient lamb that he was, he followed her. She had to be no older than 22 or 24, and she was married to Spencer Watkins. He'd gotten the impression from Ian that Watkins was an elderly man, and what was even more disconcerting than the age difference was the fact that she was so comfortable in her position, even in her scandalous clothing.